Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I can listen to that song almost every day. And, you know, and like, just hearing it, you know, so much often, like, you know, currently, it just reminded me of just how much, you know, it's just how much I really miss that era in life. So, wow, shout outs, big ups, all that. It was, I love it. I love it. All right, everybody, welcome to the show, Keeping It Raw and Fresh with your boys, D Fly, because y'all know how I do. I keep it real, keep it hot, but I'm about to keep it really, really fly tonight, because I got my girl, Miss Gigi, on the line with me. What's up, Miss G? G? Uh-oh. Miss Gigi, hold up, hold up, hold up. Technical difficulty is a mother. Miss Gigi, let's try it again. What's up, Miss Gigi?
I'm good, boo. How are you? Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you now. You know what I'm saying? You know how that technical difficulties go. You know how that is.
Oh, no. We can't have any technical difficulties. Not tonight.
No,
but I'm good.
We
I was in here with
not.
My pen lip syncing. Acting like I was 15 years old again.
I know. I mean, doesn't that song just take you back? That's what I was like. That's what I was like. You know, I said that we have to start to show up with that song tonight. And I had this. And I have to play it in its entirety. So, you know, I definitely had to, you know, just get that out, to get that Whitney started, you know what I'm saying, get our blood flowing. Because I know it gets my blood flowing. I know it gets your blood flowing as well. Yeah, it does.
Okay, you know that's my girl.
All right, y'all, so welcome to the show. FLY Radio is in your ear for the next 2 hours. But guess what? Don't worry, because as y'all know, me and Miss Gigi, we are going to bring y'all the juice. You hear me? We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. A lot of hot topics. I got some juicy drunk off the juice for you. That's a little bit, you know, that's coming up in the show. Miss Gigi, you got some things going on. I wonder what you got going on. You know what I'm saying, Miss Gigi?
I got some real hot, real fresh music for the peoples, and I got some juicy gossip, some in the know, put them in the know. So we'll see how it goes.
Did y'all hear that? She said she got some real hot, real fresh. Okay. Well, we're going to see how real
hot,
real fresh,
real fresh music. Okay. That's number one.
You know what I'm saying?
Some hot music for y'all to listen out for. And also, you know, that in the know.
In the know. All right. Well, let's get this show started. All right, y'all. So just to let y'all know that the phone lines are open. So anything you want to talk to us or comment on, definitely hit us up at 646-200-3136. You better know it. Again, that's 646-200. What's that last part?
3136. And we
that's
fly,
right.
We fly, and Miss Gigi, we right here waiting to hear from you.
And then also, too, everybody, the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/swapeast. That's SWOP as in Paul. EAS as in snake, T as in Tom. I'm going to see what I can do about working on shortening that up for you, okay? Because it is kind of long to remember. But also, the Blog Talk Radio chat room is open, so definitely be sure to hit me up in there. And let's get this thing started. So as y'all know, I like to get the show started each and every week. Oh, but before I get the show started, Miss Gigi, you good, right? Everything good with you? You know what I mean, you know. Also, Miss Gigi, I want to tell you too. Actually, right now I'm in Connecticut, and you know how I am, you know, with the weather and stuff. Because everybody, like Miss Gigi, she's like my second mom. You know, the mama from another mama.
You better
like
have
that.
A cold one.
No, but see now, I got a coat. But see, but like the thing is, now I feel like I should have had a hoodie because now it's like today it was really sunny. However, it was still 40 degrees. But you know what I'm saying? But like whenever you in the sun, you know it feels like a 50. But then whenever you're in the shade, you feel like you like 30 or 40. So I don't know. I still don't think that I wrapped up enough today. So
yeah, that's that kind of weather that sneaks up on you and slaps you with a cold.
That is crazy. All right, y'all, so let's get into these busters and skeezers. Now, tonight I'm talking again to the fellas. You know, because I really thought I need to talk to the fellas because fellas, what is going on? Now, tonight my busters and skeezers is going to, tonight my busters and skeezers is treat women the way you want your mama and your sister treated. Now, one thing that I don't have no respect for is like these dudes out here who, you know what I'm saying, running gang on like all these girls, you know what I'm saying, trying to get them in bed, whatever, you know what I'm saying, like get them the sweet talk, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. But then you don't want nobody to do that to your mama or to your daughters or to your sister. Like, my thing is, like, I don't have no respect for you because it's like, okay, you doing it to everybody else's daughters and sisters and you know what I'm saying, but you don't want nobody to do that to your family. I have no respect. treat women the way you want somebody to treat the women that you love, your mama, your daughter, your sister. Because as you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, of course, you know, fathers, they're going to stick up for their daughters. But then at the same time, I'm thinking like, okay, but whenever you was a certain age, you treated, you know what I'm saying, people's daughter the way that you don't want nobody to treat your daughter. I mean, like, that's why it says lead by example. If you're going to be a dirty man, you know what I'm saying, as a young child, young adult, then, you know what I'm saying, whenever you get a daughter, don't be, you know what I'm saying, don't expect everybody to treat your daughter like she's some prince, or, I mean, like she's some princess or something. Lead by example, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have mamas, you have daughters, you have sisters. Know how to treat women as a whole. That's all, you know, and that's all I got to say. Because one thing you want to be is Busta and Skeezer free. Okay, just stop it. Just stop. Just cut it out. Bam. That's all. All right. Everybody, that's my Busta and Skeezer for today. I just had to say that because I see so much going on with, like, you know what I'm saying, fellas treating women, you know what I'm saying, any kind of way. But then whenever it comes to your mama or your sister or, like, you know what I'm saying, or, like, that female in your life that you love, you ready to fight that next dude for treating, you know what I'm saying, your people like that, but then you treating other people like that. It's a cycle that has to stop and it has to break. And then another thing that I noticed is I noticed that everybody, they're always telling women, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, to keep the legs closed, you know what I'm saying, act responsible, do this, do that. But no, but everybody's letting the fellas run wild. I mean, fellas, we have to, you know, so we had to be on the chain too. So that's, you know what I'm saying, that's for another day, another story, but I'm going to go too deep on y'all tonight. That's my
brother. And as a female, let me say amen.
All right, but look, we definitely got a lot more coming up in the show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to FLY Radio with your boy Z Fly and my girl
Miss Gigi. And we missed y'all. We missed you.
We really did. We really did. We really did. So what we're going to do is on now, if you was tuned in last week, y'all know we had Rashida, you know, the hip-hop artist Rashida on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and get into some Rashida if you did miss the show last week. This show is called The Motto, and let me tell you something. Rashida's putting it down. This is FLY Radio. You're keeping it real hot and freaking fresh.
BBM 4.
BBM 4.
Yeah. I am.
Okay.
Rashida, baby. All I say. Fuck y'all niggas. You can keep hating, I'ma still get bigger. When it come to beats, I'm a motherfucking killer. Triple threat, independent, pretty face, nice figure. Shit, I'm the realest. No ghostwriter, I'm a fucking idealist. You bitches, sorry, no hard feelings. Watch how I got the hands up to the ceiling. I ain't got an ass, watch a nigga start peeling. Racks, cause you see a bad bitch in the building. Yo, pass that loud. We gon' burn this one for these motherfucking clowns. I ain't got a claim to been the bitch in my town. That's for you. Kill yourself, drown. Yeah. Why you all on my timeline? Oh, I know, cause the boss set the guidelines. Might as well hang it up like a clothesline. You so off, I'm connected like I'm online. Flexing in my logos, you already know though. Yeah, I be the one, uno, solo. Heading to the top trick, you can't go where I go. So I'ma toss this little bitch a bone. Here's Toto. It's my time on every clock. Everything I touch, bang like a little rock. Ha, I lay it down like a mattress. You ain't fucking with me, bitch, you so ratchet. I'm feeling fantastic. This here, just one of my many facets. I'ma go hard till I'm laying in the casket. Bitch, eyeball while you still at practice. Always talking trash, old fucking wastebasket. Ha, fuck 'em. Okay, where the bad bitches at? We on the front line, never play the back. Any niggas wanna bust it open like a melon? So I triple charge them like a three-strike felon. Ha. BBC with the yelling. You on the wrong track, they ain't buying what you're selling. I'm sitting on the ass, where the John, no Elton. Ha, yeah. Flexing in my logo, you already know though. Hell, I've been the one, uno, solo. Headed to the tide trick, you can't go where I go. So I'ma toss a little bitch a bone. Here's Toto. Okay, I'm done. For real.
Yeah. And I do it like I do it because I do it so well.
I can't help
yeah.
it. Rashida, baby.
Baby. I just feel good, you know?
Big, and four.
Yeah. What's up, Ross? What's up, Rock?
Yeah.
Shout out to the BBC.
Woo!
Uh-huh. A1, what it do?
Yeah. That was the girl Rashida from the A, the Dirty Dirty South, representing for the A right there. You know, it is so, it's always good to hear like a female rapper. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I definitely miss the days of the female rappers. And, I'm still holding out hope that one day we will hear the female rappers come back and make a comeback. I mean, that's
how
that's
right. We got one in the game.
Uh-oh.
Right. We got one in the game. Can we get some more?
Exactly. And then, I mean, no shade, but the one that's in the game, she kind of, she kind of, you feel me right now. We're not gonna do that. I mean, we do believe in keeping it real, but we're gonna be nice since it is Sunday.
Gonna keep it real, but we're not gonna be disrespectful. We just gonna keep it real.
Right.
We're not gonna disrespect.
Exactly.
We gonna keep it real. We not gonna keep it hood.
Mm-hmm. Project.
But
all right. What?
I would like to hear something from another female rapper. That would be real nice. And Rashida is definitely a nice up-and-coming artist to look out for. Not only is she talented, but she also has a jewelry line. And, her jewelry is really nice as well. So, big up
exactly.
to Rashida.
Exactly. And then, listening in, everybody, just call in and let us know which female rapper, would you like to see come back. So, that's 646-200-3136. Just give us a quick call and just, let us know which female rapper would you like to see make a comeback. 646-200-3136. Also remember that the Blog Talk Radio chat room is open, so I'll definitely be, looking at your comments in there. And also you can hit me up on Twitter @RealHotFresh, okay? So that's Twitter @RealHotFresh. Let's keep it real hot and fresh right now. Let's get into this topic. All right, so everybody, tonight we are talking about PETA. As you know, PETA is, the organization that, helps protect animals, to help stop people or try to stop people from, eating animals, go vegan or on wearing animals, go, I don't know what you will wear, actually, but basically PETA, they don't believe in killing or hurting animals. However, there was a commercial that was out that stirred up a lot of controversy. And Miss Gigi, I don't know if you saw it, but basically it was, showing that, that whenever you do go vegan, that it gives you a lot more energy, and it gives you a lot more energy for sexual activities. Did you happen to see that commercial, Miss Gigi?
Actually, I have not seen it, but do tell.
I'm definitely going to tell. So basically, with the commercial, it starts off with, this girl, she's walking. She has a neck brace on. She looks really beat up. Basically, it looks like she's got hit by a truck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she has a neck brace on. She's really beat up, blah, blah, blah. She's walking. She has, she's carrying, a bag. And then later on, it shows a scene where her boyfriend, he's, painting, a wall, there's a dent in the wall or whatever. He's painting over it. And then when she gets back to the house, she has on nothing but a shirt and her drawers, and that's all she has on. And she brings him back the vegetables or whatever. And then he's like, oh, are you feeling better now? Or something like that. So basically what they're trying to say is that, if your boyfriend, for women, if your boyfriend or husband, if they go vegan, they have a lot more energy, in the bedroom, to really, give it to you, basically. But it started a big fuss. It started a huge fuss over the internet because a lot of people felt like, with that commercial, they was really highlighting women in a negative way, showing, especially with all the high rates of abuse, domestic violence that women already go through. And then now, PETA is showcasing boyfriends, go vegan, because then, you can be able to have your girlfriend feeling like this. As a female, what is your thoughts on this?
I'm a little confused. So wait, after the boyfriend became vegan, he became stronger, and was he physically abusive to her or sexually abusive to her? I didn't see the
Ashley, it's kind of a catch-22. Like, he was sexually abusive to her, but in a good way, if that makes sense. Because, see, basically, you know, like, they're showing, like since he was vegan, you know, he had more energy, you know, because, like, he didn't have, like, meat substance, you know, to hold him down or whatever. So, he only has, like, nutritious, you know, vegetables in him, fruit in him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he has a lot more energy. He, you know, his body is more energetic to do things, you know, as far as having sex. You know, he has more energy when you know, as far as having sex. So, yeah, so he wasn't, like abusive, like, you know, hitting her. He was, like, abusive, like, sexually abusive, but not, like, sexually abusing her, like he's raping her. It's probably, like, a good type of sexual abuse, you know what I'm saying? Showing that now he has more energy, you know, to really, you know, put the smack down on her, basically. Also, just,
okay.
Okay, real quick, just want to shout out the guests. Thank you for the guests. Shout out to the guests that's in the chat room. Remember, if y'all have any comments on this or on this comment, actually, yeah, let me know what y'all think. I don't know if y'all saw it. You know, the commercial about the PETA commercial. What do y'all think? Let me know in the chat room. I'll definitely read it on air for you, okay? But get back to Ms. Gigi. So what are your thoughts, Ms. Gigi? You know, being a female, do you think that this, you know, kind of shows women, you know, in a way where they're getting abused, or, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not really sure, because I haven't actually seen a commercial yet. Like, I will actually
okay.
have to see it to form my own opinion. But as far as PETA goes, we are in a country where we have freedom of speech. Like, we're not in a third world country where we have to answer to this person to answer. We are in a country where we have freedom of speech. We can do what we want, whatever we want. I own mink. I own fur. So, I got
mm-hmm.
beef with PETA anyway. So, right. So, whatever it is, I got beat, defeated, and you know, you don't know what I did, what I went through, what I had to do to get my minks. So, if I have on a mink coat and I see somebody from PETA, that's my word to everything. I dare you. So, that's how I feel about PETA. I mean, I understand the torment that the animals go through in order to get the amount of fur that they have to, you know, produce a cold, or, you know, I understand, you know, how they feel about eating meat, but these are things that have been going on for years. You know, PETA was just formed in what year, and here you come now, you're trying to change things. Like, people eat meat, people wear fur. I don't know. I eat meat, and I wear fur, so I got beef with PETA, and I'm sure they got beef with me.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, too, I think also another thing is that, like, a lot of people was just, like, you know, Why are they showing, you know, like, the woman being abusive? You know, like, if the female, if they are, you know, eating healthy, you know, like, what would they do to the man, you know, in the bedroom? So I think
right.
that was, like, yeah, exactly, you know. Because, like, a lot of people are like, okay, you know what I'm saying, like, women, we get talked about, you know what I'm saying, we get beat up enough, you know, as it is, and then here you go, PETA, of all, you know, of all
so,
organizations.
So, not to cut you off or anything,
cut
but
me off,
the,
cut me off.
If the, wait a minute, if the commercial was the other way around, would the commercial be so controversial?
No, it would not. Not at all. Not at all. That is good. No, you're right. If the commercial was the other way around, it would not be so controversial at all. No, people would be
if
like,
I,
oh,
if
yeah,
I
that's what he gets.
If I go in that bedroom and put the smack down on some man, I'd be considered a hero.
Exactly. 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 But you know what, too? But, like, it's funny that you said it, because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, in some people's eyes, like mostly guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure the guys, you know, they saw him as a hero. But I guess, like, maybe not all, but maybe a lot of females, they was like, okay, wait a minute now. Wait, what, you know, like, what is this commercial talking about? Wait a minute, you know. But, you know, I mean, but then again, just like you said, if it was the other way around, nope. Nobody would not have said a thing at all. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely have to check out this commercial.
You definitely got to check out that commercial. Yes, definitely go on my Facebook. Everybody who's listening, if you haven't seen the commercial, if you go to my Facebook, facebook.com/realhotfresh, and check out my profile, you'll definitely see where I posted the commercial. And check it out for yourself, and then definitely let me know what you think. I mean, do you think it's kind of, you know, demeaning or degrading to women? Or do you think that PETA, you know, they're just trying to show you that, you know, well, with more, you know, eat vegan, you know, go vegan, and you have a lot more energy in the bedroom? I mean, I don't know. Y'all don't know. Y'all tell me. 646-200-3136. Again, big shout-out to the guests who are in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Thank you so much. And also, I got to check my Twitter page, but I'm pretty sure y'all will tweet me. Shout outs to at Twitter, but also silly, at realhotfresh.com. That's me on Twitter, at Twitter. At realhotfresh on Twitter. And we gotta get Miss Gigi at Twitter too, because people be asking about Miss Gigi and things now. You know, we gotta get
oh
her
my gosh. Miss Gigi don't
yeah.
tweet, but I guess I could. Oh no, Miss Gigi don't tweet.
Uh-oh.
That's just too busy for me. That's just too much in my business. Don't follow me nowhere.
Okay. That's what's up. Everybody, we're gonna go ahead and take a little break. But whenever we get back from the break, you definitely want to stay tuned, because I got to drunk off the juice for you. You won't believe what Nicki Minaj is saying to all her haters who think that she's going a little bit too far with her latest ensemble. Also, y'all know that Chris Brown allegedly has stole somebody's phone, don't you? I got that juice for you. And guess what DMX is saying about Drake? Well, I'm going to tell you after the break, because right now I'm about to get into some more Rashida. Y'all definitely want to check this song out. This is Rashida featuring Candy, and she's talking about them legs to the moon. All right,
legs
y'all,
to the moon, baby. That's my joint right there.
D-Fly and Miss Gigi. Here we go.
That's my baby, right? That's my baby. You know that's my baby, right?
To the moon, shall we?
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon. Legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shall we? Legs to the moon.
And he gon' do it all night.
Patron, ain't got nothing on, ain't got nothing on. It's going down, I can't wait. I send him pics to his phone, so he fixate. He called to conversate, now it's getting dirty. Got numbers before you get here, he said be there in a hurry. That swag off the chain, when we met I told myself he can get this damn thing. The first time we did it all, insane. Got it poppin', I ain't talking champagne. No other can replace the way he do that thing when I put it in his face. He's the best. I'm singing to his tune when he spread my legs and put him up to the moon.
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon. Legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
Addicted to love, addicted to the way he put my legs up above. Now I'm seeing stars on another planet, his love taking me to Mars. Work the middle, switch positions, I'm such a boss, but his love makes me so submissive. He takes his time, so attentive, I do a new trick, just a little incentive. To keep him on my team, got him on some biggest shit, hollin' it was all a dream. When he met me, he know I'm down like no other. A classy, sexy, freaky chick who always keep it gutter. You know, I'm motivated, he's my motivator. And this turn's amazing, such a stimulator. I'm wetter than a lagoon, and ready, baby, come and put these legs to the moon.
See him leave. But I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon. Legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon. Shout it, legs to the moon.
He gon' do it all night. Sunlight. It feels so right. When he put my legs to the moon. Legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to
every time he beats it. And it really turns me on. He drives me crazy. But he goes way too deep so far, and I can't take it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love how he takes control. We gon' do it all night, till the sunlight. It feels so right when he put my leg to the moon, leg to the moon.
That's what's up, y'all. Leg to the Moon by your girl Rashida, featuring your girl Candy. That was a hot little song.
And your girl Maisie, you know, I like that song.
It was nice, right? You know what I'm saying? Come on, featuring your girl, Miss Juju. Anyway, but right now, everybody, I got some drunk off the juice for you. Huh, sure do.
Oh, I'm a little
tipsy
already. Oh.
All right, y'all, that's right. It's time to get drunk off the juice with your boy Z-Fly, all right? So let me go ahead on and get y'all a little tipsy right quick. Now, as y'all know, that Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, she's been doing a lot of, you know, outlandish things lately. You know what I'm saying? She's been all just, basically she's been acting crazy. You know, living like Little Red Riding Hood. You know, people seem, they thought like she's a sellout. Well, guess what? Nicki said she don't care about what none of y'all think about. She said she do not care. Actually, she was quoted saying that she is not some puppet pondering to anyone else's tastes. She said that she would hope that people know that at this point that I am smart enough to know what she's doing. And also, but I guess they still kind of waver. She said, I always intend on putting out something urban after Starships because I knew Starships was a monster. Okay, but something urban and something cuckoo? I mean, like, what she wore to, you know, the last award show was crazy. I mean, she definitely looked like a Little Red Riding Hood, and then had the man look like the Pope. I mean, I don't know. Some people think that, you know, she's bound for hell. I don't know. What do y'all think? Anyway, now, did y'all hear about
the Catholic Church?
Exactly. Now, speaking of people who bound for hell, let me stop. But no, but seriously though, what is going on with Chris Brown? No, honestly, you know, even though he has a bad rap right now, he really is in the limelight, and it's not in a good way. Now, as y'all know, Chris Brown, he was talked about, you know, stealing somebody's phone. But the sad thing about it is, it was like he is not camera shy, because just hours after he was allegedly supposedly snatched somebody's phone, he was seen taking pictures with fans. Yeah, just a smiling, you know what I'm saying, doing autographs, chatting it up with his fans. And here you are, you could be going to prison if they found out that you actually, you know, snatched the girl's phone. Now, allegedly, you know, it was saying that, you know, the girl was trying to, I think, take pictures of Chris Brown. He got mad and snatched the phone or something. I don't know. It was something about, you know, he was in the car. But it's crazy. I mean, I don't, you know, I really feel bad for Chris Brown. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know, but, you know, they're going to get down to the bottom of it. Shout out to Chris. I really hope that he get his act together. But, you know, there's a lot of hate going on. Wouldn't y'all say so? Now, DMX, do y'all remember him? Rapper DMX? Well, he's trying to stay relevant, but he's doing so by trashing Drake. Now, you don't trash Drake. I mean, my thing is, Drake is a triple threat. You know, he sings, he dances, I think he dances, but he definitely raps. But DMX, I'm going to love for him. DMX, you know, he had stopped by Power 105 in New York City last week, and basically he was just really talking about Drake. He said that, you know, he don't like anything about Drake. He don't like his voice. He don't like the way he talks. You know, he don't like his face. He said he don't even like his haircut. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? What did Drake do to DMX? You know, I'm trying to figure that one out.
Wow.
I don't know. Right, DMX, let us know, okay? All right, so as y'all may know, you know, it's an Outkast, you know, Rosa Parks, you know, they started talking about Rosa Parks. Hey, hey, hush that bus. Everybody move to the back of the bus. Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all was hoping that there would be an Outkast reunion. Now, Big Boy, he's been talking about it for years, you know, however, Andre 3000, he set the record straight. He said, no, there's not going to be a Outkast reunion, no time soon. He said he has no plans at all to, you know, redo an Outkast reunion. So I guess no hope on that. So big, so shout outs to them, I guess so. Now, somebody who is making sure that the public know that they are a great dad is Juvenile. As y'all know, now he was arrested. He had an arrest warrant out for him for not paying child support. But according to Juvie, he's trying to figure out what y'all talking about. Because Juvie is like, he pays his child support on time. He said he takes care of his own, you know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, he said he is a very, very good father who takes care of his children. And that's why he is so shocked that this warrant, you know, has been issued. Obviously, some of his baby mama,
Didn't he just recently have a child that was killed in some, like, senseless murder?
Yeah, that was Juvenile.
Wow.
So, yeah,
my heart
shout out
to
him. Mine as well. All right, y'all. So, let's talk about Birthday Cake. Y'all like it? You know what I'm saying? By Rihanna and Chris Brown. Well, I'll tell you somebody who doesn't like it. Jay-Z, yeah, he doesn't like it at all. And not only does he not like it, he is detest that Rihanna will actually hook back up with, you know, Chris Brown to do this record. Jay-Z said he is not happy that on Riri, as he called her, you know, chose to do a record with this brutally man who beat her down in 2009. He said that he's absolutely disgusted by what Chris Brown did to Rihanna. And also Jay-Z said that he don't understand how a man could ever lay hands on a woman. He said, basically, it just goes against everything about who and what a man is about. And guess what? Chris Brown, you know, he is absolutely dead to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he couldn't ask Jay-Z for nothing. You hear me? He's dead for him. So, yeah, he's dead for him. So, Jay-Z definitely has no love for Chris Brown. So, I don't know.
Well, how do you feel about that, Z-Fly? Like, how do you feel about Chris Brown and Rihanna getting back together? Because I actually am on the fence about that. Like, what are your feelings on it?
You know, I got a whole bunch of feelings on, but you know what? I'm gonna let y'all know in the next hour. You know, y'all got to stick around to hear my feelings on what I think about Chris Brown and Rihanna coming up next in this hour. But real quick though, I'm trying to get a buzz out of y'all. Real quick, Jim Jones, he was arrested. Sure was. He was arrested. He went to a casino brawl. Now you know what I'm saying. Now he was in Connecticut. You know, doing it big. You know what I'm saying, Diddy. You know, they came out to one of DDB big brawls, you know, at the MGM Grand at Foxwoods here in Connecticut. And, you know, basically somebody who had walked by who was intoxicated, you know, they came up to Jim Jones and they started talking smack to him. Jim Jones, you know, he tried to ignore him, but, you know, he couldn't ignore him for too long and had to go in on him. And Jim Jones ended up getting arrested. But I think that, you know, it's going to play out. I think it's going to play out in Jim Jones' favor that, you know, that no charges won't be charged, but crazy, crazy, crazy. So how y'all feeling? Y'all got a buzz yet? I hope so, because that was Drunk Off the Juice with your boy Z-Fly. Everybody, be sure to stick around, because we got some more hot stuff coming up. Coming up next, we got some real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for with your girl, Miss Gigi. You do not want to miss that, I'm telling you. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and keep this thing in memory of my girl, Whitney. Count on me.
Please leave me with my I can make your bed rock. 32 top, now my race is some raise his hand. Call me Miss Monroe. I bless him like a reverend. I guess I run the show. I'm a front runner. This ass a backgrounder. All she do is throw shade like the Mac counter. American Idol, I'm shining now. They love to judge me. Simon Cowell, give them the diamond smell. I don't tell them shit. I replace bitches. I'm on my Allen shit. It's like a melon split when I let them clip. He pop my fire hydrant, then I wear them up.
Ooh, baby, I'ma put it down on you. Baby, wanna give it all to you. Baby, can you find my G-spot? Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock.
Rashida with Bad Rock. I like Rashida. But we're going to hit you off with what's hot and fresh to listen to. Number one, we got DL. He's a fresh new artist out of Roxbury, Massachusetts. That's Boston, if y'all didn't know. He has a new song out called Masterpiece 2.0. And you can also check his video out on YouTube. And then we have another fresh artist coming out of the ATL. That's Young Bless. And he got a hot joint called Waffle House. And you can also check his video out on YouTube. And then we got your girl, Cassie. Cassie has a new joint, and it's called King of Hearts. I wonder who she's talking about. We won't say no names. My boy, Jadakiss, he got this new joint out called Red Light, Green Light. And I really like that, and I like Jaden. I think you should check that out. Mary J. Blige's remix for 258. She's doing it big with your boy, Fred the Good Son. Number six, she got Red Cafe, Let It Go, the remix with your boy, none other than Diddy. You got your girl Olivia featuring Fred the Good Son, a.k.a. Beauty and the Beast. They got a cute little song out called Freshie. Number eight, you got Fresh Montana, and he has Everything's a Go, and that's definitely something you should look out for. And if you haven't heard, number nine, I got my girl, Miss Ashanti. She is back with a smash called Woman You Love. And number 10, hoo-wee, we got that Birthday Cake remix featuring Mr. Chris Brown with Rihanna. Go, Rihanna, have your cake and eat it, too. Well, I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and that's what's real hot and real fresh in music.
That's what's up, y'all. Be sure to tune up because at the top of the hour, we got some end and no coming up for you. Miss Gigi, she's going to be telling y'all exactly what y'all need to know and what you may not need to know. That's all coming up in the next top of the hour. But right now, we're going to keep it rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I believe in, you know, definitely representing and then just rocking to Whitney Houston. I mean, like I said, you know, she's one of the best. And I just don't feel like, you know, you just play her a few times and that's it. No, I'm definitely going to rock out to Miss Whitney. So let's go out and rock out to some more Miss Whitney. And be sure to keep it hot. Be sure to keep it locked because we're definitely going to keep it hot. All right, y'all, this is on Whitney. We're keeping it raw and fresh, FLY Radio.
Gotcha. Hey, baby.
Feel it fine, so new that I
love. You are tuned into Fly Radio, and this is your girl, Miss Gigi, with your In the Know. And that was your girl, Whitney Houston. I love that. And speaking of Whitney Houston, we're going to start this In the Know with a no-no. Well, you all know that they did hold a private wake for Whitney the night before her funeral. And someone at the private wake for Whitney Houston took pictures of her body laid out in her casket, looking fabulous, I might add. And they sold it to the Enquirer, who in turn posted that picture on the front page of their magazine. Now, family members from the Houston camp are very upset and say that Sissy Houston is devastated. I mean, I would be too, but I don't know. She feels like it was disrespectful. Well, maybe it was disrespectful to the family, but I mean, maybe it was also closure for some of her fans. I don't know. Good gosh, Whitney, will you ever rest in peace? On to another music mogul, your boy, Mr. Sean John Combs, or Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, whatever he is answering to these days, you can definitely add the man behind it. Your Diddy has come a long way. He and Comcast have come together, and now he has his television channel called Vivo. It was a live, big, and station inspired by the pace of social media, and it's expected to be next year in 2017. So shout out to your man, P. Diddy, Sean, John, Home, Buff Daddy, whatever is definitely. And I'm your girl, Miss G, and now you know.
Now, what's up, everybody? You are now in the show. I just want to shout out to everybody that is in the chat room. Thank you so much. And also, too, for those of you who may be listening, I checked my Twitter, and a few people said that you was unable to get logged in with the website. The website is www.bloghulkradio.com/SWAP East. And SWAP East is S-W-O-P as in Paul, E-A-S as in Snake, T as in Tom, okay? And the phone number to call in to speak with, to speak with us is 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136, okay? So, all right, y'all. So, coming up next, we got another hot topic for you. If you was listening to my Drunk Off the Juice, you know I was talking a little bit on how Hova, Jay-Z thought about, you know, Rihanna and Chris Brown, you know, hooking back up to do the birthday cake song. Well, me and Miss Gigi, we're going to tell you exactly what we think about it. That's coming up after the break. Right now, we got some more Rashida. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly and my girl Miss...
It's me, Miss Gigi.
And you're on FLY Radio.
Now make that motherfucking ass clap. Go to bed, go ham. Go to bed, go ham. Go to bed, go ham. Go to bed. Oh my goodness. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Make it pop like a champagne bottle, bottle. I sit between your nose and your chin. I know you can't breathe, but this make you grin.
You don't need a napkin, cause that juice dripping.
That ass,
got this nigga tipping.
Honey, come ass, can't forget them fit ass.
See what all this, I could buy some new titties.
Born bad bitch.
Why you mad, bitch?
Aww.
Like some hammer pants. Use a fat bitch.
Enough about hoes in the room full of wieners.
I need a tune up from a long pipe cleaner.
Dang.
Yep. He called me breakfast in bed. We don't see eye to eye. All I see is the top of his head. Ass game so dumb. Turn niggas to feds.
Yep. Now make that motherfucking ass clap.
Go to bed. Go ham. Go to bed. Go ham. Go to bed. Go ham. Go to bed.
My face so purdy like a model. Yeah. Why your tired ass look like a fossil.
Yeah. But it's why it's worth.
Look, my ass sitting up.
For a minute, I was finna get some shots in my butt.
Trying to get that candy, that Kim K J-Lo.
That ass, you can sit a cup on like a table.
Donkey.
Shaky.
And the juice look like two dogs under a blanket.
Round of applause.
What you need talent for?
ass.
Now make that motherfucking ass clap.
I go to bed, I go ham. I go to bed, I go ham. I go to bed, I go ham. I go to bed.
D-Lo.
The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubblegum. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubblegum. I'm the type of girl you wanna take to your mama house. Take to your mama house. Yep, the Georgia Peach and I'm back again. It's time to do the damn thing. Better tell your friends. First things first, I see them. Mess around with no man who won't eat. It's time to get it straight. These suckers right here tripping. You know you do it, boy. So go on and keep it pimping. Got that juicy fruit, certified bubble yum. He going, chewing on my bubble gum. Sometimes you gotta direct them like traffic. I'm quick, but when I do, it's fantastic. I get them wide open. Oh, I think he like me. Got that Aquafina, make them boys wanna wipe me. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. I'm the type of girl you wanna take to your mama house. Take to your mama house. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. I'm the type of girl you wanna take to your mama house. Take to your mama house. Now let me see a night or something. You looking suspect, like you're front. Got my own car and my own crib. I see why you want me to meet your mama then. Mama then, you never had a flavor like this. A little Georgia peach with a little southern sweet. I hit and don't miss. Guaranteed money, like the first and the fifth. And the fifth. Yeah, I know I got that word. Got that good, you want it. Like dessert. He wanna show off his pricey. So drop them nickels off, boy, and get this divey. Yeah. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. Yeah. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. I'm the type of girl you wanna take to your mama house. I'm off the chain with it, watch me do it with no hands. Classy, but get nasty at the same time. Once I hit the football stand, call it game time. Posted in the club like a supermodel. Jeans painted on, same price as the Chris bottle. Petite, but that fit just right. Now you wanna beat it up like his first name. Oh, hey, but I ain't anime. Baby girl, get money. Baby girl, don't play. Go ahead, I pimp hard. On my arm like that. Yeah, the type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. Yeah, the type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum. I'm the type of girl you wanna take to your mama house.
Advice to you, let it do what it do.
In the street, in the mall,
in the
That's what I'm
talking about.
And about some hood stuff. Wow. All right, y'all. Shout out to Rashida. She's definitely doing her thing.
Hey,
be sure to go out and get that BBM4 mixtape that is available, and it's a free download. You can't beat free. Ain't that right, Miss GG? Beat free.
I know that's right. That's my favorite
word. Exactly. All right, so real quick, just to let y'all know that the number is 646-200-3136. To speak to Miss Gigi or Z Fly, again, that's 646-200-3136. Also, I want to get some real shout-outs real quick, because, you know, I believe in shout-outs. So I want to shout-out to everybody on Twitter that's retweeting this show tonight. Thank y'all so much. You know, y'all are like our little helpers. Thank you so much for retweeting the show and showing us love. Want to shout out to everybody that's in the Blog Talk chat room for listening. Thank you so much. Remember, you know, leave your comments. You know, if you hear anything you want to comment and you don't want to call in, definitely leave your comment. I'll definitely get on the show. And also want to go to my Facebook real quick and want to shout out my boy Malachi R.L. Eason, the world's best gospel artist. He's definitely doing his thing. He's on his grind. He's on his hustle to be that gospel artist that y'all will listen to, okay? You know, there's some of y'all people out there, y'all be listening to gospel like that. But, hey, once my boy Malachi is on the scene, trust me, the gospel game is switched up, okay? It will never be the same again. So shout-outs to everybody, all right? So back to keeping it real hot and fresh. All right, so as y'all know, if you was listening to the show, you know, in the last hour, you know, we kind of hinted, touched on the Rihanna, Chris Brown, you know, they have a song called Birthday Cake. And Ms. Gigi had asked me what is my thoughts, you know, on, you know, the 2009 scene. I think that's what you was talking about, right, the beat, you know, 2009, you know, or what he did to her, correct?
My thing is, I wanted to know how you felt about her, just the whole entire situation in its entirety, like the fact that what took place in the past and what's going on today.
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, my thing is, whenever it happened back in 2009, you know, I really thought, because I am a person who definitely believes in two sides of every story. You know, just because she's a female, I'm not going to all make you take her side. You know, I looked at the whole, I looked at it, you know, from a round circle, roundabout way. And, you know, even though, you know, he did kind of mess her up bad, you know. However, I do think that she provoked him, you know. Like I said, you know, I stand behind it. I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, it doesn't matter what she said, he should never hit her. But, you know, but at the same time, he's a human being. I don't know why people feel like men are on this pedestal, feel like, oh, you're a man, you can't do this, you have to do this, you got to do this, you must do this. You know, I mean, if that's the case, it's like we need a script, you know, whenever we're born, you know what I'm saying, of things to do and not to do, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you're right. He is a human being. You know, he made a mistake. He, you know, maybe he hit her a little bit too much. But, you know, nobody was there, you know, but them and maybe the limousine driver, and he probably didn't even hear it. But the point is they was only there, and so we don't know what she might have said. Because, you know, words can really be something. Words can really get into a mind and really make a person do things that maybe they would not have done. So, you know,
okay, so
I think
real quick, just fast forward to right now, what's going on. Even though what took place, he's, you know, been going through community service, probation, blase, this. He's still on probation, even after you, you know, said what he did with the girl with the phone. You know, he's still on probation. What do you feel about, you know, just the acceptance? Do you feel like him, her, you know, accepting his apology or her doing a song with him or whatever, do you feel like she's setting a bad example to females that may have been or may be in a relationship, an abusive relationship? You know, just what are your feelings on her forgiving at this
okay,
point?
Okay, so here's my thing. Okay, so on her forgiving, you know, I definitely think that you know, that like, she should forgive him, you know, like, of course, you know, find it in her heart if she can to forgive him. I'm pretty sure it's going to take time. But now here's where I kind of have a different opinion. Now, I don't feel like that she should have done the birthday cake song. Now, here's why I say this. Because, see, even though they are human beings, they're also celebrities. And a lot of people, especially young girls and young people, look up to these two, you know, Chris Brown and Rihanna. And I just feel like now I think it was either Rihanna or Chris Brown was quoted saying that, you know, they are both professionals, and then, you know, they had, you know, they owe a lot to their fans, you know, to give music, which is true. But then at the same time, see, a lot of people are, you know, some girls or some people could look at it like, well, you know, hey, you know, he beat her, you know, she let a few years pass by, and hey, you know, now they're making a song together. So, you know, hey, you know, my boyfriend, he beating on me. You know what I'm saying? Like people think crazy. So I just feel like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is forgive and forget, but I just don't feel like maybe they should do this song. You know, some people may look at it like, oh, you know, hey, you know, they were able to patch things up. But then some people may look at it like, okay, well, you know, she forgave him for beating her, so, you know, maybe maybe that's cool. You know, so really, I don't know. But I just feel, me personally, my opinion is I don't think that maybe she should have, when we're making them the song, because, I mean, 2009 really wasn't
well,
that far
maybe
ago.
Maybe she was so forgiving because she knew she was wrong. Maybe she knew. I mean, as a man, I'm a woman. I'm a woman, and I know we can be very nagging at times, you know. And as a jealous woman, you know, because from what I understand, it stemmed from some type of jealousy. A jealous woman is even worse in rage. So she could have definitely provoked what happened. I don't condone a man hitting a woman, but excuse my expression, but sometimes if you need the shit slapped out of you for a second to slap you back into reality, like, listen, what are you doing? Not saying that he should have beat her down like that. And my whole thing is only the two of them know what really happened. But obviously it wasn't so bad because she's obviously forgiven him. And how many women out there have broken up with a boyfriend, not saying that a boyfriend that beat them or whatever, but have broken up with a boyfriend and can still see him and speak to him and be forgiven to him or hang out with him or whatever. I'm not saying that she was 100% wrong because I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, and I'm definitely on the fence. I'm definitely on the fence with that situation. I still stand behind Chris Brown because I don't feel like he's an abusive, you know, this guy that would definitely – he actually loves her. I know he loved her. But I just don't feel like, you know, hitting her was the answer. I mean, sometimes you do need to get slapped out of you, but – he didn't have to go there. And as far as forgiving, yes, that was definitely the right thing to do, you know, as an artist, as an idol, you know, as someone in the public eye, to be bitter and hold a grudge, that wouldn't have been fly. As far as doing the song, that's Rihanna. Always got to have her cake and eat it too.
You definitely put it out there. Everybody, let us know what you think, either in the chat room, in the Blog Talk chat room, or call us 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Let us know how you feel. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at RealHotFresh. And let me know what you're thinking. I'll be sure to read your comments.
And let's not forget that Chris Brown has a girlfriend.
I know.
Who tweeted, I know y'all waiting for me to say something, but I'm Ray Charles to the bullish.
Oh, you're very right. But you know what, too, my thing with Chris is, like, you know, I really like him, like, you know, despite it all, you know, like, I don't agree with everything, of course, but I just feel like he's crashing and burning. And then, you know, just looking at a lot of celebrities who do crash and burn, I really want him to really get it together because, see, he was because he had posted a few either a month ago or a few I think it was about a month ago, you know, that he wasn't going to tweet anymore. You know, I think his PR said, you know, he was going to stay out of the limelight, the media for a whole year. But it didn't happen because, you know, just the other day with the Grammys, you know, he was tweeting, oh, well, you know, y'all are haters, you know, I want me a Grammy now. You know, I mean, that was really unnecessary. I mean, Chris Brown, you're a singer, you're a celebrity, you're going to have haters. So, I mean, if that's the case, you're going to be on Twitter all day long, you know, talking about, you know, you know what I'm saying, like trying to defend yourself. So I just felt like that wasn't cool. I really do feel like that he should have stuck to, you know, his original plan to stay out of the media for a year. You know, I really do because, you know, like, you know, I mean, I do because, you know.
For a year. I know that's right. That would have been very helpful to his career. But
it really
– also something you never know. It may have also hurt his – his career. You know, you never know. So
I know, exactly.
I both the best of luck. I like them both as artists, and I did like them as a couple. They're both young. They both have a lot to learn in this lifetime, not only as artists but as human beings as well. You learn something new every day, and, I mean, her forgiving, I mean, that's just setting a good example, I guess. Me, personally, a man putting his hands on me, he definitely would have known he was there, but
uh-huh.
She let him rock her like that. That's her business.
Exactly.
She should have guarded her grill and knuckled up.
Yeah, not knuckle up. No, if you butt, blind up. If you butt,
that, what? I'm her. You're not going to put your hands on me like that. And as far as running to the police, nah, that was the wrong thing to do. She should have ran and got her people.
Okay. Okay. And but you know what, too? Exactly. Yeah. She should have got Bobo and them, you know. But you know what, too? The thing about it is, it's funny how they kind of forget. You know what? See, there it goes to show that, they're you know, underneath it all, they are still human beings. Well, of course they are. But, you know, some people seem to forget. Because, you know, just for him to do that, you know, while they was on their way to the Grammys, you know, that's really? I mean, you did something like that and you're on your way to the Grammys. Were you not thinking? But no. Huh?
On their way from, right? On their way from.
Yeah.
And they were in a car alone.
On the way from, okay.
And that was the thing. They was in a car alone, and he was actually driving. But regardless of whatever happened, you know, he shouldn't have put his hands on her, whatever. I'm sure she provoked it.
I would not put it past her. You know, and then, you know, not trying to make nobody mad out there, but, you know, she had that Caribbean in her. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I don't want to make nobody mad. I don't want to offend nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say.
She got that Caribbean blood running through her. They don't
That's
play.
What I'm talking about.
Caribbean women are angry. They will cut you.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely let us know how you all feel. The chat lines is open. The phone lines is open. 646-200-3136. The Twitter is open at Real Hot Fresh. Let us know what you think about Rihanna and Chris Brown, you know, reuniting, doing this birthday cake song, and anything else you want to know.
I will say this, though. I guarantee a love reunion. It's inevitable. They're going to get back together. And little Miss Girlfriend, who's tweeting, she's blind to the bull-ish. She about to be blind to a whole lot of ish, too. Because they get back together. It's a matter of time. They wasn't done. They wasn't done. They had one little incident. It got publicized. Had that not gotten publicized or, you know, gone to the media, they still would have been together because they were together right after the incident. They ran off to Puffy's little mansion, allegedly, in Florida on Star Island, and were together. So he even got a little flack for, you know, letting them hide out at his house. So it's inevitable. They're going to get back together. So whatever y'all think, it doesn't matter. Chris Brown and Rihanna are getting back together.
Wow. Well, y'all have heard it straight from the Keep It Raw and Fresh. Well, you know, we will definitely find out to see what will happen with Chris and Rihanna. But right now, we're gonna get into some more of the music. We got Whitney coming up, and Whitney's, you know what I'm saying, Whitney, she's saying it's not right, but it's okay. Also, right after the break, we got that G-Spot coming up. We got that G-Spot question. Miss Gigi, let them know what that G-Spot question is going to be tonight.
Listen, what makes you guys think, here we are talking to the fellas again, what makes you think it's okay that because we go out on a date after that, you obligated to get some? You know what I'm talking about. When we come back, we're going to get into that.
That's right. And then I'll tell you what Whitney had to say about it. She said it's not right, but it's okay.
Because I'm going to make it anyway.
Okay.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. You did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap. Yeah. Cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.
That's right. Whitney said it first. It's not right. It's okay. All right, Trey, you're back. Keep it raw and fresh with your boy Z-Sign. You know I got my girl, Miss DJ. This is FLY Radio, and you are hot in the midst. But right now, we got that G-Spot. What you got, Miss DJ?
Well, you know, my G-Spot question is always on something that done happened to your girl, Miss Gigi. I went on a little business venture with somebody, some artist. He was from out of town, so, of course, he had a hotel room. First, we went out to dinner. I thought we were going to discuss business over dinner, but that didn't happen. We just had dinner. And then we wound up at his room, his hotel room. Mind you, why do women go back to a man's hotel room? Listen, I knew from the door we wasn't doing nothing but business. But that's definitely not what he had in mind. We did conduct business, but when business was over, he wasn't ready for me to go. He felt like because, you know, he took me out to dinner and he came all this way from, you know, out of state that maybe, you know, I should really spend some time with him. Why do men feel like once they take you out and y'all have a little date, why do they feel obligated that, you know, they could sleep with you or have, you know, just take advantage of you sexually? But, you know, we do have some answers to that. And Will Avery, he said,
Actually, that was our raggedy phone. But we do have a caller real quick. I'll call in the 302 area code. You're keeping it raw and fresh. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Koala, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Can you say your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware. No.
And what's your
name? Okay, that's what's up.
My name is
Ari. Right. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Derek.
All right, what's up, Derek? All right, so right now we're doing the G-Spot, and Ms. Gigi has a question. Do you have a comment for her for the question? Go ahead.
Well, you know, most of the time when you take a girl out, when you want to get to know them, sometimes that conversation, you know, kind of gets a little bit real. And I mean, like, I had my share with a lot of women. And, like, I don't know, I don't really expect anything from the first date. But, like, it seems like once you get to know them a little bit better and you get that comfort zone, some things just happen, wind up happening. It's not, like, planned out, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It's not easy. But at the same time, if it's that type of moment, that type of mood, that type of setting, then if something's bound to happen to go down.
Okay, and I can respect that if you already know this person, you've gotten to know them. But, like, I'm talking, like, first date, second date. Look, we done been to the movies. I done took you out. I done spent money on you now. What's really good? And that's not really good. Like, whatever happened to, like, really getting to know a female and having some respect for her and having some respect for her body? Especially if she has respect for it.
Yeah, you do have a point with that one.
And I do respect what you're saying. Like, yeah, if you got to know her, yeah, and things do happen once you get to know somebody and once you get to know them and feelings start to occur, of course things can happen. But my thing is, what's the obligation with the first, second date where, you know, look, all we did was eat chicken and now you think you're getting fish? You know what I'm saying? But thanks so much for your call and your comment.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Keeping it raw and fresh.
All right. So back to some more of the I do have another answer from someone named Willie Avery, and he says maybe because they spend the money on it, maybe because they spent money on a date or something, they feel like they should give it up for dinner and a date. He's like, you got to take it slow to get to know her, and she has to get to know you before you get into that situation. You've got to gain her trust first. It's not like it used to be, and you have to be willing to wait for the right time. Well, all right, Mr. Willie Avery. Hi, Willie. Thanks for your comment. I like that. Somebody named Felicia Robinson Collins, she says, those are the male hormones in action. Yeah, okay, I understand that. Yes, I will admit I am a very pretty girl, very sexy. But that doesn't mean because we're doing business together, you know, because I'm cute, because I'm sexy. Damn, she's cute and sexy. You know what, after this business meeting, I'm getting ready to get it in with her. No.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to control your hormones that are in action, Thanks for your comment, Valicia.
Okay.
I have some Twitter comments, and these are actually not my comments from Twitter because I don't tweet. But Lady Shay says, because Lady Shay, thanks Lady Shay, she said, because they thirsty. He definitely was thirsty. I thought he was a thirsty dude. Thank you so much, girl. He was thirsty. Terry says, well, actually, she didn't say anything. She just gave me an X and an O. No, she says because they pay for the date, so women feel obligated, like it's okay. No, Miss Ding, because they pay for the date, that doesn't make you no obligation.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what? Just a time. You stupid. Just a time in. You know, like a lot of times, it seems like, you know, why mess up something that could be good by having sex too quickly, you know, because, you know, really, you know, sex is supposed to be designed, and it's supposed to be for, you know, whenever, you know, kind of like a gift, you know, it's probably something that, like, you and this person, you know, really, you know, enjoy, you know, be intimate with it. It's not just, you know, like, a lot of times, you know, people, guys, whoever, they make it like a game, you know, like any, meeny, mighty, mo, who can I
exactly.
get, you know what I'm saying?
It's, so funny
it's like
that you're
crazy.
Saying that. I'm reading a comment that says, yeah, that's the reason they asked you out in the first place, hoping they ain't going to have sex after. Like,
okay.
For real? That's why you
really? Yeah, really.
Let me go back into some more of these, because some of these are real good, a return on the investment, for really. That has got to be a dude. Yeah. God, top, some, whatever. I won't even say your name. Yeah, but, you know, it's just disrespectful. Like, it has to be a two-way street. A girl has to be, you know, the feeling has to be mutual. It has to be some kind of understanding. Like, you know, Derek said when he called in, you know, if you go out a couple of times and y'all start feeling something for each other, that's one thing, you know. And if she is in agreement, then let's get it on. We grown, let's do this. But come on, this is a business meeting, and I'm, you know, we're not, yeah, okay, we did get what we needed accomplished, but then, you know, all the extracurricular, that was unnecessary. Like, dude, let me out your room. This is not getting ready to turn into Mike Tyson, Tupac. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be asking what I was doing at your hotel room 1 o'clock in the morning.
You know what, but, like, real quick now let me switch it up for you, Miss Gigi. Now, let's just say, now, you know what I'm saying, like, let's just say that, you know, there is, because I read some of the comments as well, and I believe, like, someone was saying, like, you know, a lot of them were saying, like, you know, the girls, they don't really respect themselves. So, you know, what if, you know, that girl who on the date, she is someone who, you know what I'm saying, want to get a little frisky, you know what I'm saying, and then, like, you know, she wants him to buy the dinner, and then afterwards, she's, you know what I'm saying, she herself wants to get it in, you know. So, like, what are your thoughts on that? Like,
yeah.
Like, do you feel like females should be quick about it, or should they wait themselves, even if they do want it?
Well, you do have some desperate females out there that don't get out often, and it's the minute
thirsty,
a man takes them out for a little $16.99 buffet, they're like, ooh, he done took me out. I'm going to give him some so he can take me out again. Yeah. So, I mean, if you have no respect for yourself and you out there giving it up on the first day, you know what? Guess what, you bird? That's your business. That's all I have to say about that right there. But my thing was, it was so funny because the situation was going down and I called you.
Are you serious?
I told you, I was like, I'm in a situation right now, and don't I have a topic for next week's show. It was you, Akko, remember? And
you know,
like,
what?
What are you talking about? And I was like, I am trying to conduct business, and he got other things on his mind.
That's what you was doing. You know, I'm slow. I was like, what was
oh
the problem?
God.
What was he talking about?
Well, I know next time to call the real Lord and Savior because you wasn't no help.
Lord, Zephyr won't help you out of a jam. Wow.
No, but I mean, you know, it is, it's sad. It's degrading that you do have women who, on the first date, you know, and they do. They make it look bad for the rest of the women who are just like, uh-uh, it's not going down like that. But, I mean, my thoughts on that is just like, you have no respect for yourself. I mean, especially if you don't know dude, like, you don't know him. He just took you out for chicken. He took you out for crabs and lobster. Ooh, now you got to give it up. Come on, don't play yourself.
Uh-huh.
I mean, respect yourself, and maybe he'll respect you.
You know what I'm saying? I guess you feel like, oh, he got money. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and give him what he wants. Keep me around. But see, but women, remember, the thing about it is that doesn't keep him around. Just like having his baby, that doesn't keep him around. I mean, women.
Wait a minute. He got not played out yet? Like, women, y'all don't have your own money? Like, for real? I want him because he got money. Like, why don't you have your own money? Why can't you take him out sometime? Why you always gotta wait for a man to take you out? Like, this world is just crooked. Y'all backwards sometimes.
Wow. Oh, you know, Miss Gigi, you know what? Your ratings for the men just went up because you just got to be saying, why can't a woman take him out? And you know what? That is what so many fellas want. You know what I'm saying? Now, some fellas out there, they won't admit it, but you know, there are a lot of fellas who want, you know what I'm saying, women to treat them out. And then, you know, because and I agree. I don't think that a man should have to do everything, you know what I'm saying? Every time, you know what I'm saying, you go out, you know, we go out to the movies or whatever, I'm always paying. No, I think women need to pay. But see, a lot of times women feel like they shouldn't do nothing. And see, now some of y'all women will hit over the head, well, I clean, I take care of the children, I do this, I do that. Are you kidding me? Please. You know, you cannot keep using the children and cleaning up excuse. That's getting real
and
tired.
And it is so played out to not have your own money. It is so played out to not be an independent woman and be able to do for you. Oh, is it sad? It is so played out to just not be able to do for you. If a man walks out the door tomorrow, you're supposed to say, peace, my dude. Deuces, whatever y'all saying nowadays, if he's willing to cheat or leave, you shouldn't be able to say, but I need him, I depend on him. Are you crazy?
Right.
Is there a female out there like that right now that you know? Slap her right back slap her. Because if
back slap
female,
hard.
You don't have your own money, it's sad. If you got to be like, oh, I want that dude for his money, that's real sad. He need to want you for your money.
Exactly. And then another thing, too, it's like, you know what I'm saying? And then don't slap your mama, but, like, some of these mamas need to be slapped who are teaching these females, yeah, you don't do this, you let him do it all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think that's good because, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of our mamas, they teach their daughters that, you know, to let your mom, I mean, to let your man do everything, you know what I'm saying? Let him provide,
slap
let him do
her.
This. You stupid.
Slap her too, cause that's the 35-year-old grandmother right there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Slap her.
Exactly. And then after a while, she gonna want your man to take care of her too. Yeah. I ain't playing. They crazy. It's a mess. You know what I'm saying?
Get your own money. Get your own little IRAs and your own little retirement funds. Let me tell you something. Think about it like this. Think of yourself at 65 years old. Not saying that's old, because that's really not old. But think of yourself at 65, 70, and you can't work. Do you really think welfare is going to hook you up to go and get the nice little shoes and the bags and the nice clothes that you want? Do you really think at 65 you're going to go get you a dude with money? Get your own money, ladies. Like, think of the situation in the long run. Like, when you can't work no more, work so you can get Social Security. You know what I'm saying? Get you a little IRA, get you a little retirement fund, put a little nook under the mattress, get your own. I'm mad.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Mad. This topic then turns into something a whole.
Calm down. Okay, look, real quick, before we switch. I'm gonna go to the Blog Talk chat. We have Chatter. I provost. I'm probably saying it wrong, so forgive me. I provost. He said that nigga needs. That nigga needs to get a hooker. Okay, so basically, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to have, you know, get it on the first date, then you need to get you a hooker. You know, and I agree. You know. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, I provost.
minute. I promise. Thank you for your shout out. Shout out. All right, y'all, that's what's up. So look, we're going to keep it moving, but look, definitely call in, and we're still taking your comments on this G-spot question. So let us know what you think. You know, why do so many men feel that women are obligated to give it up on the first day, not the second, but the first? You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to keep rocking it out. But we're going to get into some more music right now. You know, we're rocking out with Rashida. She was here last week. And then we're also still paying tribute to our girl, Whitney Houston. Rest in peace. We'll always love you. But right now, we're going to get into some Rashida. Now, look, I love this remix. Rashida featuring Nivea, they did a remix to Drake's Say Something. Drake's and Timbaland Say Something. It's hot. Check it out. You're keeping it real hot and fresh.
Someday, baby.
That's right, y'all. Whitney Houston said it's fine. It's going to be fine. I know that's right, because we are coming up on another week. Monday is tomorrow, and y'all know what that means, right? Y'all know that means real talk with your boy Z-Fly here. That's right, y'all. Be sure to tune in to my Ustream live show that I will have tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Ustream.com/RealHotFresh. You can definitely find me on Ustream, or be sure to check me out on my Twitter, because I'm going to be posting it all day tomorrow. So it's at RealHotFresh, and, you know, I'll tell you where to, you know, hit me up and all that stuff. So, yeah, be sure to hit me up tomorrow, Real Talk with Z-Fly, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be really good. I have a really, really good topic. I'm not even going to say what it's going to be about, because you just got to tune in to find out. So be sure to let all your people out there know, you know what I'm saying? So, Miss Gigi, how you feeling? What's good? We are at the end of another show. Can you believe it?
Have my act together. If you don't, that's your business. So I'm good.
You good? That's what's up, Miss Gigi. You got any shout outs or anything you want to do right quick?
I do. I want to shout out Mr. I Provost for his comment, and thank you for listening. And I also want to shout out my mom for that beautiful dinner that she has waiting for me. I just can't wait to go and get it in.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel you, because my stomach's over here growling too at me. So, yeah, after this show, I'm definitely going to be hitting up somebody's Chinese restaurant. You can definitely believe that. So, everybody, be sure to, we got 10 ways you ghetto coming up. So, be sure to check us out also next Sunday, because y'all know that me and Miss Gigi, we're going to have all new topics, all new everything. And Miss Gigi will have another G-Spot question that you don't want to miss. Now, be sure to follow us.
And I'll let you know what happens to me during the week, and I'll pop a question at you about it.
And y'all know it's going to be good. Understood? Because that's how she do. All right, y'all, but we're going to go ahead and close this thing down with 10 ways you know you ghetto. And also shout out to everybody who hit us up on Twitter, and shout out to everybody that's in the Blog Talk chat room. Shout out to all y'all. Thank you for listening. And let's get 10 ways you know you ghetto over. All right, y'all ready?
Don't get ready, Cracker. Oh. Go ahead. I love this. This is my favorite.
All right, y'all, here we go. Number 10. You know you ghetto if there is reusable bacon grease in a Maxwell House can in the center of the burners on your stove. Now,
ew.
No, but you know what, like, my thing is, what are you going to reuse bacon grease for? I mean, like, why are you going to use, you know what I'm saying, you're going to use it for your fish? You know what I'm saying, fish taking, like, it's dipped in bacon? I'm just saying, you know, I don't know.
Go ahead, because I definitely don't have bacon grease anywhere.
Miss Dizzy, stop playing. You know you got bacon grease in your little cabinet, and you know what I'm saying, sitting on the middle of your stove. Stop playing. You know you
I'll
got
I'll be it. Honest and say not. I'll be honest.
Thank God. Number nine. You know you ghetto if you're turning up the heat means turning on another burner on the stove.
Or just turning the oven on and opening up the door, period.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta save. You gotta save.
Listen.
Okay, number eight. You know you ghetto if the batteries in your remote control are held in place by some tape. Okay, that's like a repeat. Oh, well. Number seven. You know you ghetto if you have project heat, meaning that you have to open your window in the wintertime. Now, wait a minute now. What kind of project heat? You know,
ain't nothing wrong with project heat.
Number six. Exactly. Number six, you know you ghetto if something smells spoiled in the refrigerator and all you do is change the box of Arm & Hammer baking soda. I mean, that's not even funny. I mean, I don't understand why people clean the refrigerator, but you know it is a job sometimes. It's stuff you feel sticky. Number five,
I just cleaned my refrigerator out, and I did have old Chinese food and old mama-in-law and old mommy cooking. Yeah, it had to go. It was a job.
Ghetto. Number five, you know you ghetto if you're drinking glasses used that used to be jelly jars. Now you know what? Now that's real ghetto because look, let me tell you something. The 99-cent store. Yo, mayonnaise jars, you know what I'm saying? The 99-cent store sells you get like a whole bunch of cups for like a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to use no jelly jar. That's real ghetto. People coming to your house, they're like, can you imagine that?
Listen, and you can always resort to paper cups.
Mm-hmm. Drinking wine out of a jelly jam. Anyway, number four, you know you ghetto if the furniture is covered in plastic. Now, that's the old grandma. You know what I'm saying? You know how you go to somebody's grandma's house and they got that plastic on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they do.
Mm-hmm. You know because you got plastic on your couch.
No, I don't. Number one, you stupid. Number four. Hold on. What am I saying? Number three. You know you ghetto if you run to get pots as soon as it starts raining.
Listen, that sounds like some third world country. That don't sound like ghetto. Everybody here, we all got running water, boo.
No way. You got running water out of your ceiling? They talking about you get pots whenever it's raining because your ceiling is dripping. That's ghetto. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
don't try to play.
I wouldn't even know nothing about that. Your ceiling
dripping.
All right. Wow.
Number two, you know you ghetto if the roaches in your house only come out when company comes. I hate that. I mean, not that I would know, but you know.
See how ghetto you are. No. I hate when these roaches. See, I got company and here come all these roaches. That's Z Fly, y'all.
All these
first.
Roaches.
Y'all heard
okay.
First.
and then my thing is why they always want to come out with, like, their family. You know what I'm saying? You just see a whole, you know, I mean, they're everywhere. They're all on the cell, they're all on TV. You know what I'm saying? They're over there entertaining.
Listen,
your company. A mess.
How you live.
No, I'm just saying people houses that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? The people houses I've been through, yeah, like, you know, that's how they get down. Anyway, let me move on to number one. And number one, y'all, you know you ghetto if you still refer to your stereo as the hi-fi. You remember that? You know, hi-fi, HIV.
I don't even know what it is. I can see boombox or what is it?
You know what I'm saying?
And you refer to it as what?
Hi-fi. You know, HI/FI.
Oh,
you
hi-fi.
Know, like, hi-fi. Yeah. You know how people do. That's real ghetto.
10 ways y'all know y'all dumb.
Stupid. All right, y'all, that is the show for this week. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another hot show for you by your boy Z-Fly and my girl.
And me, Miss Gigi, will be here next Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9.
All right, y'all. Peace out. We out of here. Peace.